Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
Rachel, this week I want to start off the episode with a true story. The story of Lonesome Larry. In 1992, a single sockeye salmon made an epic 900-mile journey all the way from the ocean up the Columbia and Snake Rivers. Travelling against the current, he climbed over 6,500 feet of elevation and passed 8 dams. Along the way, Larry managed to avoid bears, eagles, and mountain lions before eventually arriving in Idaho's Redfish Lake to spawn. Sadly, when poor Lonesome Larry got into the lake, he realized he was the only salmon to make it. He had nobody to spawn with, and he thought his arduous journey was in vain.
Lonesome Larry's story illustrates the dire nature of salmon populations in Idaho. Salmon populations are teetering dangerously close to extinction. As we have explored for the last few weeks, salmon are ecologically vital and economically and culturally significant for people within Idaho.
Whilst Larry thought his heroic journey was in vain, it in fact was not. Biologists were able to capture and milk Larry and use his sperm to fertilize the eggs of female salmon that made it to Redfish Lake in future years. However, perhaps Larry's biggest contribution was bringing awareness to the critical need for salmon recovery in Idaho.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we talked to Russ Thurow, a fisheries research scientist for the U.S. Forest Service, to explore salmon management in Idaho. We discussed the current management techniques and their challenges, contextualized the current salmon population against historical numbers, and looked to the future for salmon in Idaho.
So, Idaho salmon need three things. They need natal habitat, which is freshwater spawning and rearing habitat. They need a suitable migration corridor to and from the ocean, and then they need an estuary and an ocean.
You're hearing from Russ Thurow, fisheries research scientist for the U.S. Forest Service.
And Idaho fish currently have access to two of those necessary components. They have high-quality natal habitat, they have an estuary and an ocean. What they really lack is a suitable migration corridor. And that migration corridor has been dramatically altered by human development. There are currently 8 dams and 325 miles of reservoir in what was formerly a free-flowing river.
But important to those involved with salmon recovery, like Russ, is an understanding of the historical salmon population. This helps to contextualize the issue on a longer timescale.
In order to understand recovery, it's really important to understand historical abundances. And there's a term called the shifting baseline syndrome. And essentially what the baseline syndrome means is we tend to judge resources based on our contemporary experiences. And the danger of that is that we completely underestimate actual production potential, and we may also set unrealistically low recovery goals. And some folks have also termed this lack of faith in nature. To give you some background on the abundances we formerly had, the Columbia River Basin was the most productive Chinook habitat in the world. In 1805, Lewis and Clark came through and they wrote, "Salmon numbers are, quote, almost inconceivable." And if you think about that for a minute, Lewis and Clark came across the Great Plains where they saw literally millions of bison, antelope, and deer. Yet they struggled for words to describe salmon abundances. How many salmon? Estimates vary from 10 to 16 million adults enter the Columbia every year, and 2 to 6 million of those came into the Snake River. And it's important for Idaho folks to understand the Snake River Basin was disproportionately important. Although it comprises only less than 20% of the flow in the Columbia, it produced more than 50% of the steelhead, nearly 15% of the summer Chinook, and about 40% of the spring Chinook. And these enormous salmon runs brought immense ecological, cultural, recreational, and economic values to Idaho every year.
So with an understanding of the historical salmon population, we asked Russ more about why the salmon population has plummeted and how management should respond.
The cause of those declines, as reported by the federal agencies, are what are termed the four H's. The first H being habitat degradation, second one, excessive harvest, third, hatchery programs that have negatively impacted wild fish, and finally the hydro system. Well, certainly all four H's contributed, but the evidence in the Middle Fork suggests that one H in particular is the cause of the declines. And multiple entities over the past 20 years have concluded that the causes of declines in the Snake River Basin is the hydro system.
The problem is, altering or even removing the dams is a contentious issue, with a variety of stakeholders on each side of the argument. But for those trying to save salmon from extinction, the dams leave them battling a difficult task with their hands tied behind their back. And as a result, their management efforts are forced away from the dams, the very issue that the science suggests is the major problem.
Much of the focus on salmon recovery has been to restore natal habitat, that spawning and rearing habitat. And there are excellent collaborative habitat restoration projects in the Lemhi, Pocimara, Yankee Fork that benefit fish and wildlife and restore stream functioning. However, I want to be very clear. If natal habitat degradation was the cause of salmon declines, then salmon in areas like the Middle Fork that have high-quality habitat should be faring much better than stocks in graded habitat. And our data illustrate salmon declines in the Middle Fork are parallel to other populations, despite that exceptional habitat. So as important as restoration of the graded habitat is, natal habitat restoration alone, without actions to restore the migration corridor, will not restore Idaho salmon.
From a biological standpoint, the issue is clear. The dams and their obstructions to the migration corridor is the major problem for Idaho salmon. However, in Idaho, the dams are important for irrigation, power generation, recreation, and for barging. Undoubtedly, this is a complex and multifaceted issue. But this is where rigorous science works best, by unequivocally demonstrating that dams are the number one cause for salmon population decline. Science can begin to foster public and political motivation to not only remove the dams, but also mitigate against the negative side effects, such as finding irrigation solutions for farmers and improving transportation links to reduce the need for river barging.
There's a study called the Comparative Survival Study, and in their 2019 report, they report some really powerful data, and they compare the SARs, the small to adult returns.
The small-to-adult ratio, or the SAR, is simply the percentage of salmon that return as adults. An SAR ratio of 2% is required just to maintain existing population levels.
Between the Snake River with 8 dams, the Yakima River with 4 dams, and the John Day with 3 dams. And the John Day with 3 dams SARs from 2000 to 2017, 18-year period, averaged 3.6. The Yakima with 4 dams, SARs averaged 2.5. The Snake with 8 dams during that same period has averaged 0.7. And the important point of this is that the difference in SARs, these fish all experience the same ocean conditions, the same sea lion predation, the same treaty and non-treaty fishery. The difference between the three is the number of dams they pass. So that's a real powerful data set to say, yeah, the ocean is important. However, this data clearly shows the hydro system is having huge effect. Effective actions must be taken outside of Idaho in the migration corridor where humans have dramatically altered conditions. And the situation is urgent because these stocks are literally bouncing around just above the extinction line. But if we lose these fish, there are no others on the planet that will replace them.
Russ has done a fantastic job in explaining the role of science within salmon recovery. However, science is only as powerful as our ability to effectively communicate it to the public and to decision makers. Next week on Sustainable Idaho, we speak to Mike Larkin, retired Idaho fish and game biologist, about the practical steps being taken to mitigate the impact of the dams, the role of salmon hatcheries, and the broader issue of climate change.
Thanks to Russ Thoreau this week. Join us next Tuesday morning at 7:35 a.m. for more Sustainable Idaho.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.